here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. A curfew is in effect in Charlotte after three nights of protests over the fatal shooting of a black man by police. But unlike the first two nights, last night's demonstrations remained peaceful.
They stopped in several places. One of them was right out here at the police department. They laid down on the ground to simulate having been shot. They stopped again outside of the Omni Hotel. Ultimately, there was no real explosion that we expected close to midnight when that curfew was supposed to kick into effect. There was no confrontation directly with police.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. Meanwhile, Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby is free on bond today after being charged with first-degree manslaughter for killing an unarmed black man a week ago.
The chain breaks here.
Calling the announcement a small victory, Terrence Crutcher's twin sister Tiffany says the work is not done.
We're going to break the chains of injustice. We're going to break the chains of police brutality.
Yes, yes, yes.
The chain breaks here right in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Crutcher called for more support, noting that other officer-involved shootings have resulted in criminal charges, but not necessarily convictions. Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby now faces a charge of first-degree felony manslaughter, which carries a penalty of 4 years to life in prison. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Hillary Clinton continues to lead Donald Trump among Virginia voters, but no longer by double digits. Two new polls show Trump has narrowed the gap to just 6 or 7 points. Clinton leads in both the new Roanoke College poll and the latest Quinnipiac University survey. Meanwhile, absentee voting in Virginia begins today. Now, under state law, you need to claim one of 19 approved reasons for voting absentee, says Kate Hanley with the Fairfax County Electoral Board.
One of the most popular, of course, is that you'll be out of town on election day, that you'll be out of the city or the county of residence on election day.
You can also vote absentee if you're pregnant, if you're ill, or if you have a religious conflict. Two men have been stabbed overnight in two separate home invasions in Burke. Neither of the victims are said to have life-threatening injuries, and Fairfax County Police do not think the break-ins were random. Metro leaders say the SafeTrack program is dramatically speeding up desperately needed track repairs.
In the first three surges of SafeTrack, more than 17,000 rail ties were replaced. The ties are the beams that keep the rails in place. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld.
If we were to do that same type of work, just using the non-revenue hours that we have, that would take us 9 years to do.
Board Chair Jack Evans stresses SafeTrack is just repairing the 15 sections of Metro that are in the worst shape.
The rest of the system is still in a state of disrepair.
And that will still be the case when SafeTrack's over next spring. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
If you remember your history lessons, the District of Columbia was formed from land carved out of Maryland and Virginia. Well, now the Virginia portion was long ago given back. Now a Bethesda man is leading an effort to have the district returned to Maryland. David Krukoff is founder of a nonprofit called Douglas County, Maryland.
I believe in compromise, and I believe over time with people who are not afraid to espouse middle ground solutions like me, that compromise can be obtained and solutions can be found.
As a Maryland county, Krukoff says D.C. residents would get the congressional representation they want. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,392, the Nasdaq at 5340. Sports, the Patriots are now 3-0 without Tom Brady as they beat the Texans. Baseball, the Nats had the night off to take on the Pirates on the road tonight. The Orioles lose more ground, falling again to the Red Sox. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Great Debate.
The biggest political event anywhere in the world.
Monday night, live on WMAL.
Most of all, I want to say this.
Live coverage followed by your phone calls till midnight.
This is the big story.
Hear it here on WMAL.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Silver Spring, East Randolph Road at Partridge Drive, overturned vehicle now moved to the shoulder. Piney Branch Road approaching University Boulevard East, there is an accident. In the District 17th Street Southwest at Independence Avenue, there's been a collision. Southbound, the Fairfax County Parkway approaching 95, one lane is blocked due to a crash. Police are out there, so is the fire department. Southbound 270 gets crowded. Old Georgetown Road to the Beltway, and the inner loop of the Beltway is having the dullest toll road to the GW Parkway and Old Georgetown Road at Connecticut Avenue. Outer loop is packed in 95 as you work your way up to University Boulevard. From GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low rain chances with a front coming through. It's a cold front. Finally, temperatures will come down. Upper 80s today, clear this morning for the most part as clouds push south. Mostly sunny later. Let's go 89. Tonight, mainly clear, 69. Partial clouds tomorrow, 79. And then only in the low 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Dumfries, 59 in Gaithersburg, 69 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Those creepy clown sightings have been reported across the country. Now they're making life hard for real clown businesses. Hear more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington Cubs to talk coming up in just about 30 minutes. We're going to talk to Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
And it's a big, big weekend here in Washington, D.C., as a brand new Smithsonian Museum will officially open, the African American Museum. Peggy McGlone, local arts reporter for the Washington Post, joins us. As all week long, there have been previews for special benefit events and for dignitaries and for critics and people who give reviews of such things. Peggy, you've been to the museum, and what's your overall reaction?
Good morning. Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting weekend. This has been in the works for a long time. We've all been waiting a long time. I can't wait to see it with visitors inside.
Have you not previewed it yet?
I've been inside, but not with the general public.
I see. So let me ask you this. You know, it seems, you know, whenever this is how I judge a museum here in town. If you've got a friend in town who's only got a couple of hours and they got to hit a museum, okay, well, you got to, if you go to Air and Space, make sure you see the lunar lander. If you go to American History, make sure you see Dorothy's slippers. What are like the one or two must-see things at this museum?
Yeah, you know, it's almost like there's two museums here, because in the history galleries there are things that you want to see, like Emmett Till's casket, or Mary. So, and then upstairs there's like Marian Anderson's outfit that she wore to sing at the Lincoln Memorial. So it's like there's some great stuff: Chuck Berry's Cadillac, Public Enemy's boombox, and then there's also some, like, you know, some really serious things, some things related to slavery and segregation.
Yeah, I mean, is it a good mixture of those kind of things?
You know, it's wonderful. The museum wants visitors to go downstairs first, if possible, and that's where the history starts. And then you come up through segregation and through 1968, and then there's this lovely room that they're calling the contemplative court, where it sort of gives people a bit of a respite. And then when you come out from there, you can head upstairs, and that's where all the fun is. So it's really beautifully designed.
Yeah, and the building itself is, you got to admit, an unusual design building. And a lot of people, it's been sort of controversial. Some people like it, some people don't like it. But does it work as a museum?
Oh, I think it's definitely going to hit go right to the top for visitors coming into town. I think this is going to be the must-see place. You know, whether it eclipses air and space in numbers of visitors is just, you know, a different question, but I definitely think people are going to want to go and want to see and are going to really enjoy it.
You know, the history of African Americans in the United States of America, let's face it, is not a happy story necessarily. There's a whole lot of strife and a whole lot of heartache and a whole lot of outrage associated, sadly, with the history of African Americans in our country. Does the museum come off more maudlin, a little bit more? You know what I mean? Or is it a joyous experience?
Well, I think Lonnie Bunch has said. Lonnie Bunch is the founding director. He's been working on this, you know, since 2005, and I think his point is that, you know, there's things you must learn and things you must deal with, but that this isn't a bummer. There's violence and there's shame, but there's also resilience and survival. So I think the museum's their mission has been to, you know, recognize and heal and celebrate.
Well, and healing.
So they're trying to balance all of those.
Healing, what a wonderful thought that is, given what we've been going through in this country of recent days. I mean, I guess with the grand opening, you can't help but notice that, you know, race is still an issue in this country. Do you have any sense that they're going to do anything that will sort of make a nod to the fact that, you know, the racial strife continues even this week?
You know, I mean, the thing about museums, and they'll be the curators will be the first to tell you this, when you open it, I mean, these exhibits were planned, you know, as of a year ago. So when you open, you're already in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, they have items in their exhibits about Black Lives Matter, and they will have public programs that will deal with these issues. I think while you might not see a lot of it on display, it will, you know, the museum is going to take a forward-looking stance, and I think they will try to address. I wouldn't be surprised this weekend, in tomorrow morning's dedication, that something, you know, with all the different speeches, that we will hear something about how important it is, and as you say, sort of especially at this time.
Our guest is Peggy McClone. She's the D.C. area arts reporter for the Washington Post, and we're talking about the grand opening this weekend of the African American Museum. You know, when I brought my kids to the American History Museum, one of the highlights was sitting at the lunch counter down in North Carolina, where blacks were told that they can't sit at that lunch counter, and it was a very moving experience to actually see that actual lunch counter and have my children, who are of mixed race, to experience that and hear the lecture and the whole interaction. But again, that was at the American History Museum. That, I guess what I'm driving at here is that's part of our global American history. Why do we need a separate museum that just focuses on African American history when I believe the African American experience is part of all of our history as Americans?
Right. Well, I would say that's the very argument that Lonnie Bunch makes, that this is not exclusive but inclusive, that they're emphasizing African American history as part of American history, and that what they're trying to do is use the African American experience as a lens to look at the greater American experience. And I would say their argument is that they're putting a spotlight on things that haven't been discussed or haven't been celebrated to the extent that they should.
Do you think they succeed?
I think people will find stories there that they didn't know. As I've been covering this, you know, extensively over the last year, I've learned lots of little stories that I feel like I should have known.
Do you think they succeed though in that narrative in making that connection?
Yes.
That this is all of our story?
Yes. Oh, even when you look at one of the curators, Mary Elliott, we were talking with her a couple weeks ago. They're in the slavery section downstairs. There's a bill of sale, and so on the bill of sale are not only the enslaved people that are being sold, but also the buyers and the sellers. And she makes a point of saying, so every, you know, who's participating here, and how much of this is all of us? And I think that's their their cause.
Aside from the history and the wonderful artifacts that will be on display and the things that you can learn, I noticed yesterday I saw a story about the restaurants there are pretty good as well.
You know, they're following the path of the American Indian Museum, which has a very celebrated restaurant, and trying to make that part, you know, a reason to come, and also not just not just for some food or a break, but also to continue the exhibition by learning about African-American cuisine. So supposedly it's going to be pretty great.
All right.
I have no expertise on that.
All right. We'll have to get the food critic in on that one.
Yes, yes, we will.
Peggy right. McClellan, thanks so much
thanks
for joining
us.
Again, that's Peggy McClellan. She's the D.C. area arts reporter for the Washington Post. And it really is a big weekend. We all Washingtonians should take pride in this. I can't wait to get down there.
Yeah. It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Dave Solomon is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of things in Silver Spring. One, at Piney Branch Road approaching University Boulevard East. There's an accident. Police are there. The others, East Randolph Road at Partridge Drive. Overturned vehicle moved over to the shoulder. Springfield southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching 95. One lane is gone due to an accident. Southbound 270, a volume delay. Old Georgetown Road to the Beltway. And the outer loop of the Beltway is heavy 95 to University Boulevard. Orange Line, Blue Line, and Silver Line between Eastern Market and Stadium Armory all have delays in both directions due to an earlier disabled at work unit, which was outside at Stadium Armory. From GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It looks like it's going to be a nice day, 89, with what they call abundant sunshine. Tonight, 69. Tomorrow, 79. Sunday in the low 70s, and Monday also in the low 70s. It's going to be cooler air coming in on Sunday into Monday. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 68 degrees. It's 8:16 on WMAL.
If you're not going to be in Virginia, if you're a Virginian and you're not going to be in Virginia on Election Day, November 8th, for one reason or another, or if you're unable to get to the ballot box that day and you know who you're going to vote for already, well, you might as well vote today because absentee voting begins. It began 16 minutes ago, in fact, at 8 a.m. And I know a lot of people just go ahead and vote absentee just for the convenience, whether they're going to be in town or not. They just want to get it over with. They sort of use absentee voting as early voting. I don't necessarily understand that. I always wait till Election Day. I don't know about you, but unless I'm really going to be out of town.
Well, I used to take advantage of it because I would always be working.
That's true.
In election, but I probably won't this time. I'll probably just wait till Election Day.
Yeah, but there you go. And by the way, as Virginians go to cast their absentee ballots starting today, it's important to note that the gap between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in the Old Dominion has significantly narrowed. The latest poll now shows that, let's face it, I remember so vividly right around the Republican National Convention, right after it, in mid-July, when everyone was suggesting that Hillary Clinton was going to pick Tim Kaine as her running mate, the narrative was, and it doesn't really make a difference in Virginia because Virginia's already lost. It's already over. It's a done deal. Hillary's going to win that state. Well, she is dropping precipitously. What's interesting about these latest polls is that Trump isn't doing that much better, really. It's that she's doing that much worse.
Uh-huh.
And so there are polls all over the state right now in Virginia. The latest one shows likely voters going 44 to 37 for Hillary Clinton. That's the Roanoke College poll. Now, that seems like a 7-point lead is not that close, but first of all, the Roanoke College poll in the past has shown a much bigger spread than that. But then also, this is kind of the biggest one for most of the polls out of Virginia. When Real Clear Politics takes the average of all of the polls in the Old Dominion, it gets down to 3%, which is within the margin of error, which means it's a toss-up
right.
state.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very interesting scenario in Virginia as things start to tighten up.
Yeah, it may actually the trend looks pretty good for Trump if it just continues.
All about the trends. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are fighting tooth and nail for the state of Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania always teases us. Every year they say, oh, you could go Republican this year. And I don't think it's gone Republican since 1988, maybe 92. I think it was 88 was the last time Pennsylvania went Republican. But he was in Philly, Trump was. And what do you do when you're a politician and you're in Philly?
Cheesesteak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Mr. Trump, are you
going to
have a cheesesteak? Would you mind taking some questions for us?
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a piece.
That's a genius.
Who wants one? You want one?
Not only did he get a cheesesteak at Geno's, just like we did when we were in Philly. Actually, Geno's came to us with the cheesesteak, didn't
That's
it?
Right, yeah. That was pretty good stuff.
But he then shared it with everybody around there, as you just heard. Mm-hmm. Who wants it? You want some? Here, I'll get you cheesesteaks for everybody. That's going to be the new campaign slogan for Donald Trump. No more of this make America great
every
again.
Plate,
yeah, cheesesteaks for everyone. That's the plan. Meanwhile, Brian, there's a lot of talk about whether Ted Cruz might end up endorsing Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. You know that he didn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, at the Republican National Convention, he made a point to say,
if you love our country and love your children as much as I know that you do, stand and speak and vote your conscience, vote for candidates up and down the ticket.
He said that, and let's not forget, he also said,
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on winning the nomination last night. And like each of you, I want to see the principles that our party believes prevail in November.
So perhaps Ted Cruz has watched the events since July and has determined that Donald Trump is the best presidential option to allow our conservative values to prevail, as he said in July. So we shall see. There's a lot of pushback, though. A lot of hardcore Cruz supporters are saying, don't do this. You're going to ruin everything that you stand for.
I know some people in Texas who are big Cruz supporters who have worked for his campaigns and who are very close to him, who are just, I mean, they were on Twitter yesterday just saying, don't do it. They really don't want him to do it in some quarters. I sort of think it'd be a good thing, but boy, he's getting a lot of pressure both sides.
Good for Donald Trump or good for Ted Cruz? Good for the party? Good for who?
I think it'd be good for the party, and I think it'd be good to, you know, to have unity going into the election. It would be a nice gesture to bury the hatchet. Let's move on.
Hillary Clinton appeared on Between Two Ferns, that is the Zach Galifianakis video show that they do on that Funny or Die channel. And it's supposed to be awkward, but Hillary made it even more awkward.
Are you excited to be the first girl president?
Well, I mean, being president would be such an extraordinary honor and responsibility. But being the first woman elected president and what that would mean for our country, and particularly what that would mean for, you know, not just little girls, little boys, too.
That's some great delivery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Zach Galifianakis tried his best to find some humor.
What happens if you become pregnant? Are we going to be stuck with Tim Kaine for 9 months? How does this work?
I could send you some pamphlets that might help you understand.
First, you supported Obama's Trans-Pacific Partnership deal, and then you were against it. I think that people deserve to know. Are you down with TPP?
I'm not down with TPP.
No, you're supposed to say, yeah, you know me. Like the hip-hop group.
Don't tell me what to say.
Funny, huh?
Yeah, it's painful.
Well, yeah, Zach Galifianakis, Zach guy. He did get one joke in there at the end.
Well, this has been a lot of fun, Mrs. Clinton. We should stay in touch. What's the best way to reach you? Email?
You've got mail.
It's 823 on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
So, the kids are back to school. How about getting that house back to clean? Yeah, look around the house. Does it look like the summer vacation sort of exploded in your home and there's remnants all over the place? That's all right. It may seem insurmountable, but you can get your house back to clean with Zero Res. Zero Res, that's the company I use for my carpets, my upholstery. They're ready to help. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets now, that clean is going to last through the holidays. That's how good Zero Res is. Zero Res also does a great job on hardwood floors, tile, grout, restoring them like they're new conditions. Please give them a call and get your house back in order. All right? Call Zero Res today. Ask for the WMAL Larry O'Connor special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Give them a call. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdcmetro.com.
Today's economy forced Dr. Kim to make a decision about his money.
In a savings account, you're not making any money at all. I have some money in stocks and mutual funds, and I don't trust the market.
His prescription? Real estate. The problem?
I can't do it on my own. I just didn't really know how to make it happen. And that's when a friend introduced me to Home Union.
Home Union makes it as easy as buying stocks with their end-to-end real estate solution.
You can figure all these things out on your own, or you could leverage the power of a team to do all this for you.
The concept is simple. You invest, they do the rest. Home Union does it all. But what about market stability?
I mean, it doesn't really matter to me whether the market goes up or down. I'm still going to be getting cash flow from these investment properties.
They'll even help you sell when you're ready. Use your IRA with no tax penalties. Call now for a free consultation. 800-583-8712. Follow Dr. Kim's lead.
I'm going to build my own personal empire, one house at a time. Yeah. Go to Home Union, definitely.
800-583-8712. 800-583-8712.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
It is 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In Arlington, North Englewood Street to Washington Boulevard, one lane taken out by an accident. Silver Spring, Piney Branch Road approaching University Boulevard East, there is a crash. Also on East Randolph Road at Partridge Drive, that involved an overturned vehicle. It's now on the shoulder. Southbound Fairfax County Parkway approaching 95, a crash now on the shoulder. Out loop of the Beltway, it's crowded, 95 going up to University Boulevard. Traffic brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Not from garagedoorrepair.com with WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Dry, warm weather today. Already mild this morning. Temperatures this afternoon pushing the upper 80s with lots of sunshine. Tonight, clear 69. Cooler tomorrow. Front through 79. Partly cloudy. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 69 degrees. It is now 8:26. We're going to have some big-time fun over at the WMAL Free Speech Forum. If you haven't heard about it, it's going to be October 1st at the Birchmere. Saturday, October 1st, starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be me. It'll be you, Larry.
Yes, it will.
And we're going to hang out with Chris Plant.
Yeah.
And, of course, then it gets even better because also on the stage will be the great one, Mark Levin.
Oh, I thought maybe Tina Turner was going to join
us.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, Mark Levin's pretty good, too.
Yeah, and
I understand he sings a lot of Tina Turner in karaoke.
Is that right?
Night.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, that image in my head, just I couldn't imagine.
What's love got to do with it? We're going to do it nice and easy.
I never ever. All right. But anyway, come have dinner at 6 o'clock.
This is just the kind of fun you're going to have.
That's right.
The
program
frivolity.
Starts at 7:30. A good time will be had by all. And afterwards, there's going to be a meet and greet, a grip and grin. We're all going to come out and shake hands and say hello and have pictures and selfies taken. It'll be a good time. It is now 8:28 on WMAL.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs. Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Brett Baer is straight ahead right here on WMAL. It's 8:30 and time for some news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. A third night of protests in Charlotte remained mostly peaceful in the face of a newly imposed midnight curfew.
A small group thanking National Guard members for their service.
Thank you, sir.
Others laying down to protest the shooting death of Keith Lamont Scott. And demanding that police video of the incident be released to the public. Charlotte's police chief concede the video doesn't show Scott pointing a gun at officers. Despite that, police are standing by their account of what happened, saying Scott refused to drop his weapon.
Correspondent Nick Valencia. Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby turned herself in early this morning to face a first-degree manslaughter charge in the death a week ago of an unarmed black man. She is now free on $50,000 bond.
The prosecutor's office alleging Officer Shelby reacted unreasonably by escalating the situation from a confrontation with Mr. Crutcher, who was not responding to verbal commands and was walking away from her with his hands up, becoming emotionally involved to the point that she overreacted.
Correspondent Ana Cabrera. Absentee voting begins today in Virginia. You can vote in person or by mail. There are 19 approved reasons that could qualify you to vote absentee, including the most popular one, that you simply won't be in your voting district on election day. Two new polls find that the gap between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton in Virginia is narrowing. In August, she led by double digits. Now Clinton's lead is down to just 6 or 7 points, according to the polls by Roanoke College and Quinnipiac University. A computer hacker who helped ISIS by providing names of over 1,000 U.S. government and military workers as potential targets is scheduled to appear in federal court in Alexandria today for sentencing. 20-year-old Ardit Farizi, a native of Kosovo, was arrested last year in Malaysia. Prosecutors want the maximum 25-year sentence. Former Virginia State Senator Chuck Colgan turns 90 this Sunday. That's the day they're going to unveil a statue of him at George Mason University Science and Technology Campus in Prince William County. Colgan retired last January after 40 years in the General Assembly. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,392, the Nasdaq at 5340. Sports, the Orioles' playoff hopes are fading. They lose again to the Red Sox. The Nats are idle. They're in Pittsburgh tonight. Thursday night football, New England beats Houston. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson, and if you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window, custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Depression. It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound 270 at Germantown Road. There's an accident taking out the right lane. Tow truck is out there. Then there's some heavy volume. Old Georgetown Road up to the Beltway. Westbound 66 is crowded in. Glebe Road to Sycamore Street at Arlington. North Inglewood Street to Washington Boulevard. A crash takes out a lane. Silver Spring, Piney Branch Road approaching University Boulevard East. There is an accident. Outer loop of the Beltway is some heavy volume. 95 to University Boulevard. The inner loop is crowded. Wisconsin Avenue to Connecticut Avenue. And northbound 395 slows down Route 1 south of the GW Parkway. It's 10 miles per hour. DoubleGarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our first full day of fall is going to feel like a full day of summer. It's morning already, mild. A few clouds, otherwise clear. This afternoon, mostly sunny for the Friday commute home, 89. Tonight, clear, 69. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high near 79. Then by Sunday, the coolest air comes in with a mix of clouds and sunshine, a high of 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Haymarket, 61 in Olney, 69 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry in the house today, and joining us on the line, Brett Baer, the anchor of Special Report, heard weekdays at 6 p.m., and Special Report on Sundays now at 8 p.m. I actually tuned in and watched. Great show. Really enjoyed it. And I guess, you know, Brett, that you guys are getting ready for your big coverage of the big debate on Monday. You got all kinds of extra coverage planned?
Yes, I do.
All right.
We've got... Monday is going to be quite something. I mean, it may be the Super Bowl of politics.
Well, you know, really, I think it is. I've read a couple of stories out there that suggest that this could be a debate that is watched more than any other debate in political history.
Well, I think it's not out of the realm of possibility that more than 100 million people watch.
Wow.
And that's, you know, just judging by the polls, there have been a number of polling organizations who have asked, you know, are you definitely going to watch? And it was up to 73% of respondents. You know, last time the first debate, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, was about 60 million. So the interest is exponential.
Well, and that means that there's a lot at stake. And this could be a good moment for a candidate, or it could be a disastrous moment. It really is walking a tightrope, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's exuding confidence. It is not appearing to go over the line one way or the other. I think... You know, which Donald Trump shows up, which Hillary Clinton shows up to talk to the campaigns. Hillary Clinton's been doing a lot of prep. We don't know who the debate sparring partner is. Rumor was Mark Cuban, but the mock debates were with someone playing Donald Trump. Donald Trump apparently is not doing that, but has done some prep and is spending all day Sunday at Trump Tower dealing with things. I think the question is whether, you know, she tries to run circles around him on policy, and you know, whether he tries to stay above the fray or whether he kind of brings his campaign style to the debate stage.
It's interesting. I went to a gathering last night, the Media Research Center gala, Brett, and it was amazing to me how many people, these are all inside Washington people who work in the media or in some way working in politics, and many of them were saying, yeah, I'm waiting to see what happens at the debate. It's just surprising to me that there are so many voters that do want to make their judgment about these candidates after they see the debate. So given that, do you think that it's substance that makes the most impression on people, or do you think that it's the style, the impression that people get from the candidates?
I mean, I would love in my heart of hearts to believe that substance and policy is what's going to drive it, but, you know, it'll be a moment. It'll be the interaction. It'll be the dynamic and the overall impression, I think. And that is much more subjective. So you look at this debate, and I do think it's crucial, much more than it has been in the past. And you then look at the polls and the swing state polls. A lot of these polls are now within the margin of error. And if you shift a poll in a state 2 to 3 points after a good debate performance, that could turn the electoral map and the path to 270 right around.
Yeah,
it seems that there's so many times in an election year, the things that are going on outside of the election arena do have an impact on it. And no doubt, everybody's been looking at the protests down in North Carolina and the fact that the National Guard's been called in and all of the looting that took place there and, of course, the police shooting that started it all. How does this play out in the political arena? You know, who is likely to, I mean, I hate to say it, will benefit or be hurt by this particular event, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, listen, we always say that we don't want to see the violence,
right.
and it's a horrible thing, and we have to cover it, and we always in Washington look through the prism of politics. But just on that, I think it's a double-edged sword for both campaigns. I do think that the law and order pitch that Donald Trump's been making, you know, hits home with a number of people who say they can't have, you know, rioting and looting on the streets. But then I do think that Hillary Clinton touches a real chord in the African-American community when she talks about, you know, this can no longer happen and it's intolerable. I don't know, you know, how it plays as far as specific states, but if you look at North Carolina, the latest poll, our poll, had Clinton with the black registered voters at 85% and Trump at 3%. You know, he's not moving a lot of numbers in that community with, you know, what he's saying contrasting her.
Meanwhile, Brett, there was news in politics outside of the presidential election, believe it or not, with a couple of interesting hearings this week, and I know that you covered it on Special Report, most specifically with the commissioner of the IRS, John Koskinen. And I wonder how you think this plays out. I was really surprised to see the Democrats were sort of not going along. It seems pretty easy pickings for a Democrat in an election season to go after the IRS commissioner, considering how he's performed, and yet they were defending him. Could that be an issue?
Yeah, it could be. You know, and that whole thing about targeting Tea Party groups really still sits in the craw of especially conservatives, but it brings up the whole question of the role of government and big government and oversight.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that I thought it was interesting that there was a rallying around him. You know, usually IRS commissioners are not sympathetic figures.
Exactly. But, it's a no-brainer, you would think.
But I think, you know, the Democrats managed to get a deal that he was not going to be impeached.
Okay, so Ted Cruz. have been saying some fairly nice things about Donald Trump on his Twitter machine, and a lot of Cruz supporters have been worried that, he might actually go out and endorse Trump and sort of bury the hatchet. And a lot of people who've supported Ted Cruz are saying, don't do that. So how do you think that's going to play out? I mean, I can see it being a good thing for the party, but maybe a bad thing for Ted Cruz were he to do that.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing that it's going to happen.
Hasn't
happened up until now. He obviously had the chance of a lifetime to do it if he wanted to do it at the convention, and made a specific decision there. I think he's saying nice things to kind of get a little bit, you know, not endorsing, but saying, you know, thanks for the help on the internet stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'd be surprised if it's a full-fledged endorsement. That said, I mean, there are others, you know, Jeb Bush and John Kasich, who still are holding the line and saying they're not voting for Donald Trump.
Brett Baer, the Nationals could clinch tonight the National League East.
Exciting, right?
Will Krauthammer and George Will share their tickets with you?
No.
For the playoffs?
No.
Not a chance.
But I'm going to try to go in between all this travel that we have coming up.
Meanwhile, you try to mention this to Steve Hayes, and all he talks about is the Washington Capitals. He's already pumped up for opening day of the Washington
that
Capitals.
That and the Green Bay Packers, but well, he's, yes.
I think that's a lost cause. All right, Brett, thanks for joining us.
Thank you much.
We'll see you.
It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Let's check in with Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound 270 at Germantown Road, an accident takes out the right lane. Southbound Lee Highway at Eskridge Road, there is an accident blocking a lane. Police and fire department on the scene of that one in Fairfax. And Bethesda, southbound Wisconsin Avenue before Bradley Boulevard, that's the scene of a collision. North Inglewood Street in Arlington to Washington Boulevard, a lane is gone due to a crash. In Silver Spring, Piney Branch Road approaching University Boulevard East, there is a crash. Northbound 395, it's heavy volume. Boundary Channel Drive to the GW Parkway to the 14th Street Bridge. The outloop of the Beltway is heavy. University Boulevard to Georgia Avenue. Northbound Route 1 is heavy. 395 to Main Avenue, and northbound Pennsylvania Avenue crowds in Branch Avenue to Minnesota Avenue. Double Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today, but temperatures will come down for the upcoming weekend. Few clouds, otherwise mainly clear this morning, mostly sunny later, 89. We'll take about 10 off of that by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 65 degrees, 8:45.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com. Everybody's
working. Brian, you know, we often lament the current state of the employment crisis in America, the fact that there are so many unemployed, there are so many underemployed, and there are so many who have just dropped out of the job market altogether and don't even try to get a job. But today we have a story from CareerBuilder.com that lays out some very, very explicit reasons why some people just don't deserve to have a job. Mm-hmm. These are worst mistakes on resumes. And they're pretty good. CareerBuilder does this every year, and they say because they ask employers and people who are hiring, send us your worst resume mistakes.
Right.
Here's one. Applicant's resume stated he had great attention to detail, but the word attention was misspelled. Applicant claimed he worked at a federal prison. Background check determined he was a prisoner at the federal prison.
He may have worked there.
Exactly. I did the laundry, you know.
Yeah.
Applicant listed taking long walks as a skill.
Oh, well, there you go.
That is a special skill. Applicant used direct quotes from Star Wars in the resume. I mean, if you're going to plagiarize a film, why do one that is probably the most viewed and most quoted film? Applicant claimed he would work harder if paid more. I like that one.
Yeah, he says, I'd love to come to work for you. And by the way, if you pay me more, I'll work really hard.
Exactly. I like this one, too. You know, you have to list your hobbies on your resume.
Yeah.
Applicant listed smoking as a hobby. That's generally not something that's going to grab someone's attention.
Yeah.
Applicant used a resume template with cats in the corners.
Did Heather apply for a
job? Yeah, that may have been when Heather Hunter, our executive producer, wanted a gig.
Must have been it.
Applicant wrote the following at the end of the application. I didn't really fill this out. Someone did it for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, at least they're honest.
Yeah, I guess you get points for honesty. But I wonder, you know.
Did you ever build up your resume? Did you ever puff it up a little bit?
In fact, I was just thinking about this. And I said this the other day to someone, and I went back and thought about it, and I think I'm correct in this. I've never applied for a job.
Is that right?
I've never applied for a job. Oh, not since, I guess since I was a kid in high school, you know, jobs have come to me.
Wow.
That's a good thing.
You're a man in demand.
Well, until I wear people out.
I remember one time early in my career, my first job was a mail runner for the Schubert organization in New York. And, this was back in the day where, you know, between all of the theaters and stuff, the Broadway theaters, I would have this bag of interoffice memos and mail. It was before email. And people would, you know, write a memo and put it in one of those little manila interoffice envelopes and then write down who they wanted to send to. And my job three times a day was to go to all the box offices and all the desks and people working there and pick it all up and deliver it all. Right. I was quintessential mailroom boy. That's how you get started in the entertainment business a lot. I did it for about 4 months, I think. And I needed to fill out a job application and say what my job was. Mm-hmm. Instead, I didn't want to say mail runner. I didn't want to say mailroom boy or anything like that. So I made myself, I said, inter-office correspondence facilitator. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then someone actually questioned me and said, what does that mean? I said, well, I'm the mail boy. but again, this is why people don't get jobs. They quote from Star Wars, and they say that smoking is their hobby.
Yeah, that's pretty funny stuff. But I really wonder when they do this, are they really, like, not hoping they don't get the job?
Oh, no, I think they're legit.
You think they're legit? Oh, yeah. They really want the
Absolutely.
Job? Absolutely. I don't know why you'd do that.
Especially when he described what he's smoking as a hobby. That's not going to get you hired. It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Americans speak their minds on the National Mall. Now, Washington comes to talk right here.
This is serious stuff.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk.
Inter-office correspondence facilitator.
Facilitator.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and also an amazing experience purchasing a car. You know when you're going to buy a new or a pre-owned vehicle and you got that nagging thought in the back of your head, oh, geez, what if I'm going to have problems with this car? What if I am right now signing on the dotted line and opening myself up to a whole lot of hassle and expense keeping this car maintained? Well, that's what I'm talking about with Ted Britt. This is why you're going to have confidence in your vehicle. They have an amazing revolutionary program called Ted Britt for Life. They will guarantee that your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. That's on every new car and pre-owned car with less than 100,000 miles. And you're also going to be thrilled with the deals they're going to give you. Ted Britt, they have over 1,200 vehicles in stock with prices up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've also got two Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. You know, it's going to be a beautiful weekend here in Washington. Why don't you go out, schedule your next service with Ted Britt, see what kind of service they're going to give you, visit one of their 9 great locations, do some test drives, go online, check them out at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
There's a reason fitness experts recommend exercising in the morning, if you can. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Morning workouts not only ramp up your metabolism for the day, they also make exercise more likely to happen before something gets in the way at night. Work, kids, life. Our friends at health.com have some tips on how to train your brain to become a morning exerciser. First of all, eat right the night before. Lean protein, veggies, and healthy fats. Go to bed earlier to make sure you get your recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Get a morning workout buddy who's going to hold you accountable if you hit that snooze button. Also, find something to look forward to, maybe something as simple as a new playlist. And do what I do. Lay out your workout clothes the night before, maybe even on the bathroom sink. It'll be the first thing you see in the morning, and you're more likely to put them on and then go break a sweat. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, a place for mom.
The World Poker Tour is back, and only at Live Casino. Get ready for 11 events and over $2 million in prizes from September 23rd through October 5th. The main event starts October 1st, so bring your best poker face and get ready to win big. Become the next World Poker Tour Maryland champion only at Live Casino. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And we're his main man, Tom.
Do you have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement?
Your wish is our command.
I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Now let's get rid of that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
It is 8:55 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Dave Solomon is standing by in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound 270 at Germantown Road, an accident takes out the right lane. Southbound Lee Highway in Fairfax at Eskridge Road, one lane is blocked by a crash. This is east of the Beltway. In Bethesda, southbound Wisconsin Avenue for Bradley Boulevard, a crash. One in Arlington, North Englewood Street at Washington Boulevard. Traffic brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio will let you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Another warm one today, but temperatures will come down for the upcoming weekend. Few clouds, otherwise mainly clear this morning, mostly sunny later, 89. We'll take about 10 off of that by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 65 degrees at 8:56.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
With the presidential election looming in front of us, we know that many changes are imminent. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and while I can't guess what's going to happen with our borders or military, I can assure you that rates will be rising no matter who the next president will be. Rates are still the lowest they've ever been, and with a historical election about to be made in the U.S., why not make history in your own home by electing to call today and take advantage of refinancing, saving money, or paying off debt? With home values on the rise, some are voting to eliminate PMI and others to shorten their loan term. At Cornerstone First, our ballot options include reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, VA, and as always, the guarantee to meet or beat any competitor on this very station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
A stroke can strike lightning fast. When it does, minutes matter. The George Washington University Hospital is designated as a comprehensive stroke center, the highest stroke care designation available. That means we care for the most complex stroke patients in the DC area. Don't let a stroke strike you. Visit gwstrokecenter.com to take a free stroke risk assessment. Physicians are not employees or agents of this hospital.
Towers seem like trees and roads become rivers. The Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Please tell me now. I really enjoy your show and your sense of humor. Please
tell me now. You're always right, and I love listening to you. Please tell
me now. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
That's a really interesting point that you make.
That's what I believe.
That's something people are going to talk about.
Yes. Where Washington comes to talk.
You're funny. You're insightful.
We're having more fun than we should be allowed to have.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL, go.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Well, coming up on Monday, Joe DeGenova will join us. Trevor Maddox will be back to talk about how the Redskins defeated the Giants, we hope. And we'll do, of course, a lot of preview of the big debate, which will happen later that night.
And the Nationals are going to clinch the National League East tonight, so that's good. And coming up next, in for Chris Plant, is Mary Walters. So
yeah, she'll be here in just a few moments.
Look forward to that.
Stick around.